Hello?
Hello?
Hello, hi, is Affordable Discount Cabinets?
Yes, it is.
Hi, good afternoon. My name is Jose with Cabinet Hub Direct. Are you the one in charge of your cabinet sourcing?
Yes.
You are? Well, I know you're busy, so I'll make this very quick. I was wondering if I could give you some information in distribution and manufacturing in Florida of kitchen cabinets and bathroom vanities. Would you be interested?
Possibly. Tell me what you offer.
Okay, so what we offer is
I've been in the RGA cabinet business for probably 20 years.
Okay, that's a long time. Absolutely.
Yeah. So
we are offer since we. Mm-hmm.
Are you a manufacturer? Are you a manufacturer? Or are you
yes.
just an importer?
So we have ownership of the manufacturing plant, and we also have the distribution line. So we have the ability to send it to you fully flat box RTA, even fully assembled, and even some custom work, depending on the cuts that you have. What will affect will be the turnaround time. As of right now, since we are at the busiest time of the year for us, our turnaround time is at 10 to 12 days. So depending on how you order it, it would be about 10 days for flat box RTA. It would be 12 days for fully assembled. Or if you have...
Where are your cabinets manufactured?
They're manufactured in Mexico. We warehouse in Florida, and our corporate office is in Ohio.
Are you part of Clark & Son?
We are, absolutely. We are.
Clark & Son, okay. Yeah, okay. I actually sell white cabinets out of a company in Riviera Beach. They're the Formica's distributor.
Okay. That's not familiar.
Yeah, you guys, Clark & Son sells them, I guess, in pretty good size bulk. It's a pretty big company.
It is. We have over 1 million square feet of inventory, of warehouse.
Yeah, you guys are, so where are you guys located in Tampa?
In Florida, we're actually in Gibsonton, which is about 20, give or take, about 20 minutes south of Tampa, yes.
Yeah,
and we do distribute anywhere in the U.S.
I bought samples from a guy that came around a few years ago, and he sold me Clark & Son samples.
Okay.
I was under the impression that when I bought those samples that I had to have an account with Clark & Son, but apparently not, because I tried to get information from Clark & Son a couple of years back, and they told me I didn't have an account, okay? And,
interesting.
Yeah.
Because unfortunately, he made you pay for those samples. I can get those samples to you at no charge.
Really? Okay. I'd be interested. Clark & Son's got, you guys don't have anything different than everybody else has. Clark & Son, one of the negatives on Clark & Son is that the doors are MDF. They're not wood. They're not real.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But,
our drawers are full maple wood. Our boxes are, but our cabinets are MDF, yes.
The drawers. I'm sorry, the doors are MDF.
Yes, correct.
Yeah, so, but, I could probably sell, I got to meet with a two customers, one on Friday, one on Saturday. One of the customers is looking for something in like an off-white.
Okay.
And I don't really have that much to show them in off-white. Do you guys offer something in off-white?
The ones we offer, I'm going to read you the colors. The white ones we offer is obviously the white shaker, and we have the Aspen white. That's the ones we provide.
Aspen white. I'm not familiar with
Aspen
that.
Aspen white. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I can send you a PDF of all of our colors, so you can view them. Like I said, I can even
are you a sales rep for the area?
I am actually in Texas. The one you would be speaking to will be my manager. Her name is Kelly, and she can
okay.
she'll definitely she's awesome. You know,
yeah.
she
well,
can definitely
she's,
work with you in it.
I think I still have some. I mean, my shop got flooded a few weeks ago, so we'll see.
Really.
Yeah,
we are. I'm actually in Houston, and we got this hurricane, and it's there's many without power right now. It's horrible.
Oh, okay.
You know, luckily,
yeah.
I'm in a higher area, so I lost power for a day or two, but it came back. So I'm blessed
okay.
on that.
Okay, so you're in Houston, and you almost got flooded, but you did not get flooded. Yeah.
No, because I actually live in an apartment building, but we did lose power.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I was out on an estimate, and I was in apparently Fort Lauderdale got 6 inches of rain within just minutes. Within minutes.
Wow.
Okay. And I barely made it home. That's how bad the streets were. There was like cars broken down or flooded all over the place. I managed to make the proper, I got lucky and made the proper turns, lefts, rights, and avoided the flood area. But the prediction was that there was going to be another 6 inches within, you know, within a couple hours. Okay.
Was this that big storm that happened about 2 weeks ago? That's the one you're talking about, right?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, actually, I'm aware of it. Yeah, because Kelly was mentioning it to us. Kelly's in Florida, and she was saying how bad it was, and I mean, I didn't expect it to. I mean, 6 inches and back to back. That's something
yeah,
serious.
Yeah, you know, I was in a high rise, and I came down, and you know, my truck was parked, you know, like a quarter of a block away, and I just stood there for a while, and I said, well, I guess I'm going to get wet, okay? So
right.
It ended up running, and I got in the truck and headed out, and, you know, I mean, where
and
I
luckily
live,
you made it,
where,
made
I,
it
where
home.
Where I lived, I mean, one of my jobs has been sitting there for, oh, probably 2 months now. It's a permitted job, and not sure what they got a general contractor, and they want to do the kitchen without a permit, which I can't see how you're going to do that. Do the bulk of the job with a permit and think you're going to do the kitchen without a permit. That ain't going to happen. So,
right. Cause you have to deal with electricity and plumbing.
Yes. Yes. And how are you going to get electrical inspection or final inspection? They come in to inspect the electric in the kitchen and your final plumbing and you don't have a kitchen there.
Right.
How are you gonna get a final inspection? It ain't gonna happen. So,
yeah, some people are just stubborn. They don't realize that.
Yeah, but I would be interested in you said if they're Clarkson is giving free, they'll give me free samples. Is that what you said?
Well, we can work with that on that. Yes, you would. Kelly, do you mind if I introduce you to Kelly? I can get her to give you a call, and I'll send an email introducing her to you, and you can she can give you a call and you can talk to her directly. And I mentioned to her that you're looking for some sample doors. We've done it before. I don't see why we can't do it for you.
Yeah. I got him from, I'm trying to think. I think he was probably a dealer and he was making himself out to, that he was going to.
Right. So we, so once again, our company is called, we are Cabinet Hub Direct, but that's who, we deal with Clark and Sons. So, but when you see my email, it'll be through Cabinet Hub Direct.
Okay. Where's Cabinet Hub?
Cabinet Hub is actually in Florida.
Okay. Is that an online company? Only online?
We're the, let's say, the distributors.
You're the distributor for Clark and Sons. Is that what you're saying? Okay.
Yes.
So in order to deal with Clark and Sons, okay, so Clark & Son does not want to get involved with the small dealer. Is that where you're saying, basically?
We can say that. I don't think they don't want to get involved, but they, I think their focus is more on the, on getting it out the door, if that makes sense. Manufacturing and get it in inventory and just putting the orders in and getting it out. But I don't see why not, because they have a warehouse in Gibsonton as well, and where you're able to visit the warehouse. I can even set up an appointment for you if you'd like.
Yeah,
as long as you let me know.
I mean, I deal primarily. Have you ever heard of Jarlin?
I have not.
Okay, Jarlin, they, you know, they got a huge facility in Davie, Florida. I mean, it's got to be 100,000 square feet. You know, big place.
Right. Yeah, the one we have in Florida is 750,000 square feet, and then the one we have in Ohio is 350,000. So that's over a million.
Yes. Okay. Know? So yeah. So big operators. Okay. And
big guys.
You know, I tell everybody that Mexico is going to be the big player.
Well, and it's so convenient because it's right here, right next door, you know, and we try to avoid the Taiwan products and all that.
Well,
even our plywood we get from South America. We don't even get it from China or Africa. We try to stay at least on this side of the hemisphere.
Okay.
Once again, I can introduce Kelly to you. She can reach out to you. Do you have a showroom or are you just the contractor?
It's not a fancy showroom. My place is, you know, you guys are huge compared to me. I got like 2,600 square feet, which is small.
Well, it doesn't have to be fancy. I mean, as long as you provide great product. I mean, one of the best works that come out of anywhere are just regular family-owned businesses, and they do beautiful work. And they take their time, and they do quality over quantity sometimes, and that's what we like to do, you know.
So if I could buy... If I could buy a product, people will jump ship for a couple $100. Okay.
Right.
So your numbers on your end have got to be where they need to be. They got to compete with what I'm paying. And then go from there.
Well, for us right now for the contractors and subcontractors only, we're at 64% off the retail price, MSRP.
Yeah,
so
with the retail price speed, I mean, that means nothing unless you know what the final number is.
Right. So for example, let's say, give or take, and just estimating, 96-inch pantry and white shaker usually has a retail price of about $1,200. At 64%, it'll be about $430.
Okay.
Give or take, you know, just an estimate.
But
that's for subcontractors and contractors only. Now, if you have a showroom, those numbers can also drop a little more.
Okay, yeah.
Because it's Kelly will definitely give you those numbers.
Have her get in touch with me. Right now it's a bad time. That was actually one of the customers that just called me.
All right, so I'll make this very quick. I just need your email address and your name, and I can get Kelly to contact you.
Okay, my name is Bob Jones, very all-American, and my email is Affordable Discount Cabinets. Make sure you put the S, Affordable Discount Cabinets, @yahoo.com. I deal sometimes with Matrix, which is part of TSG. I don't know if you're familiar with TSG.
Yes, I do. I am. They sound absolutely.
Yeah, they used to be called the Chica Group. I mean, they're out of New Jersey.
And you paid delivery from New Jersey?
No, they set up an operation. They made a deal with a distributor in central Georgia. They got a pretty good line. They probably offer 15 different door styles, but they go together with a clip system, which, trying to put them together with the clips is a pain in the ass. I'm not sure. I have a production pocket hole machine. Pocket holes. Pocket hole everything together with pocket holes.
Well, if you're working on some projects, I can even make you a render and a design and even quote it for you to the penny.
Well, the problem with that is everybody wants to
you.
I'm old school. I'm used to sitting down with the person with the computer. They're standing, looking over their shoulder while they do it. That's what I'm used to doing. So to try to do it over the phone like what we're doing is very difficult.
Right. Well, no, with us, you would only send me your measurements, and then we use a 2020 software that makes it into a blueprint and quotes it.
Okay. Anyways, have her get in touch with me and go from there.
Okay, so I'm going to get her. I'm going to send your information over to her. I'm going to make an introduction, and then you said right now it's a bad time, right? So what would be a good time?
Like mid-morning. Does it have to
tomorrow?
Be? Yeah, it could be tomorrow, you know.
Okay, well, let's say somewhere around 10 a.m.
Right now, the economy sucks.
Yeah, it does. I know, absolutely. I agree. Everything is so high right now, it's not even funny.
Yeah, people are not buying. Maybe an insurance job. But anyways, okay, so that's him calling again. Let me catch this call. All right.
Okay. Absolutely. Absolutely. I'll be sending that over. You have a good day. Bye-bye.
Right. Thank you.